We visit with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Doing well. The issues with the officiating and replay and all that notwithstanding, I know you were actually pleased with the effort that your team gave, even in a loss in South Carolina. You seemed like you thought your guys brought it for all four quarters.
Well, I thought we did. We competed, stayed in the game, was mentally alert for the whole game, and just battled. They've had a pretty good season, but we were right there with the game and had a chance to win it on the 25-yard line in the fourth quarter.
And you're able to play field position well enough to really, give yourself a chance to win, thanks to some great punting for one thing.
Brett Upson had a great night, I tell you. I think he averaged 48 yards per kick. We netted 41 yards. He had four inside the 20 and two inside the 5. The coverage team did a good job. Down in the ball inside the 5-yard line and really, made them go a long way. They got some yards, but they had to go a long way to get them, so, and only 14 points. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm done.
their winning touchdown, came, Alshon Jeffrey, got loose in the secondary, but some of the great catches that they made, sometimes you got to just tip your cap. It looked like he had pretty good coverage on the touchdown catch, and even Gurley's one-handed catch. It was just seemed like a good throw to me. How did it look to you on the tape?
Well, the Gurley catch was, a great throw and an unbelievable catch. It was one hand over the shoulder. And then the touchdown to Jeffrey, I have to give Garcia a lot of credit on that one. I mean, he, was under a little bit of pressure and hung in there and hit the crosser. And, we had underneath coverage, running with him, and he just had it about 3 inches outside that underneath cover guy, and they made a good throw and catch.
Is this the kind of season it's been where, Fowler, who's been kicking better for you the last couple of weeks, misses the chip shot early, and that obviously came back to haunt you guys on the last drive because you needed a touchdown instead of a field goal to go ahead?
Well, yes, it's been that kind of season, but also, we had two chances to score touchdowns. We dropped the pass in the end zone in the first quarter, and that's when we missed the field goal. And then, later on we had a second and goal on the 5 and didn't get it in and got a field goal. So, you do those things, you don't even think about his kick.
What about Warren Norman? I was saying every week I see him, he seems to amaze me. He's the kind of player that gets you out of your seat. Could you anticipate him having this much success as a freshman coming in?
Well, not this much, no. We thought he was going to be an excellent player. He just got a little knack for making cuts and doing the right thing with the ball under his arm. And then, I don't think anybody can anticipate him returning two kickoffs, for touchdowns this year since that hadn't happened in the history of Vanderbilt. So it's certainly a fine performance by him. He runs the ball well. He catches the ball. He's going to be a pretty special player, I think.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. I know you have to be careful about what you say, but what bothered you most about the way the whole replay deal was handled on the touchdown by Moore?
Well, I don't know yet, to tell you the truth. I just want to know what he saw, because everybody else who's watched that video, I can't see anything that would indicate that is a catch. If he's got something, I'd like to hear it.
How bizarre was that whole stretch in the second quarter where it seemed like we went 10 minutes without a play being run, and when they were trying to figure out how much time was supposed to be on the clock and whether South Carolina called a timeout and reviewing a couple plays back and that sort of thing?
Well, to me, I don't think they should have reviewed that play because what happened on the field, they blew it dead. So you can't go beyond that. You can't assume anything. You can't say, well, if you hadn't blown it dead, they would have recovered a fumble that really wasn't a fumble. And so, they were just barking up the wrong tree right there. And then they got the clock all screwed up, and, we were taking a penalty to first of all use time and then get field position for a better punt. And then they said, well, we're going to run the clock again. I said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So they started running the clock, and then they said, no, that's just not fair. I said, is it against the rules? I said, what's the rule? And they said, well, the rule says we run the clock. And they said, well, but it's just not fair. I said, you know, okay.
but once they call it a delay of game, does that not count as a play or no? You know, in terms of trying to review that previous play, once the delay of game was called, which was your intent, does that not count as a play, and then therefore you can't go back and review?
Well, I'm not sure about that, Kevin. That's a good question, but I don't think you can. Once they blow a play dead, we actually recovered our own non-fumble.
Right.
I mean, even if they called it a fumble, we recovered it, and they blew it dead, so that means we couldn't advance it, we couldn't lateral it back to the quarterback or do anything, or they couldn't do anything like knock it out of our hands and pick it up and score. So why they were reviewing that play, I have no idea.
Bobby, I want to ask you, you know, you've coached against Paul Johnson, you know, going back to the Southern Conference. Are you at least a little bit surprised that he's been this successful? I mean, you saw what he did at Navy, but are you surprised that he's got Georgia Tech in the top 10 running that offense?
Not at all.
Why is that? Why do you think it works for him and other schools don't do that?
Well, you know, Paul's been doing it for so long. Yeah, I tell you, he does a fantastic job of managing the game from the sideline and from people telling him stuff in the press box. And he knows his offense so well that if somebody's making a play, let's say a safety is making a play, he knows what that safety is doing. So he's going to come back with a solution that's going to put that safety in a tough spot. And that safety, he hasn't seen that offense near as much as Paul Johnson has. And he's not going to see that one little subtle change. And they're going to hurt him. They're going to make him pay for it. So you got to be extremely sound. You got to be, you know, in the right place at the right time all the time. I've never seen so many big plays from an offense that I have from this type of offense.
And I make it a point to try to watch them, you know, every week. It's just so different and so much fun to watch. I can't think of many teams, Bobby, that play keep away better than Georgia Tech, where if your defense, you know, doesn't play them right, they're going to get 40 minutes of possession every game, it seems like.
Well, not only that, they keep it away from you. They have the quick strike ability. You know, have you ever seen so many wide-open receivers?
It's amazing. They just lull you, don't they?
Or pitches out there where nobody's taking the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's tough to get ready for it. There's no doubt about it, and that's one of the advantages they have. Now, in my opinion, the ACC, if they see it every year, they're going to get better at playing it. But still, they got to execute better than Georgia Tech executes their offense, and that's hard to do.
Is that a situation where when you're playing against that type of triple option, wishbone, and all these rules and principles, that when you're coaching up your defense, is the point just to take as much thought out of it, and just because it seems like that wears you down because you can't react on defense, and guys are on defense are pretty much they're on defense for a reason. They don't have to think too much.
Hey,
so
wait a minute.
so that if you're thinking too much, you can't react, and that's pretty much how you wear other teams down.
It's that easy, Bobby.
Well, you know, even if you got a great bunch of thinkers, you know, they haven't seen that offense very much, and you know, the Georgia Tech, you know, they do it every day over and over and over and over and over again, and they're going to have the advantage on getting it executed. So, you know, when I was at Furman, we'd see it every year. You had a freshman who would see it, and he would play his freshman year maybe, sophomore year, junior year, senior year. They'd have a chance to react to it and learn it. But when you see it just every once in a while, you know, it's just too tough.
Does having played Army help you out a little bit in that respect?
It does. They have a little different personality, you know, to their offense than the Army does. But the principles are the same, and our alignments will be fairly similar. So, yes, it gives us a little head start, but, you know, believe me, Army didn't have they call it a B-back or a full-back like Dwyer, and their quarterback doesn't have the running ability that Nesbitt has or the passing ability. So, and then Demaryius Thomas at wideout, you know, 6'3", 225 pounds, you know, not only a great receiver but a great blocker.